Ladies and gentlemen, Sonic Society members from across the globe, welcome to the 2009 Uni Awards. Your hosts tonight, Jack Ward and Shannon Hilchey.
Wow. What an amazing night. The stage is set. You look fabulous. What gown are you wearing tonight? Versace?
Actually, it's Chanel.
Very comely.
Thank you.
We have a star-studded audience tonight. Who would have thought so many people would look so good in audio tuxes?
There's John Bell from Bells in the Bad Free.
And Jack Hosley from Wander Radio. Hi, Jack.
Alexa Chipman from Imagination Lane and Broken Sea. Hi, Alexa.
And Mari all the way from Michigan. Thanks for coming.
Young, of course, from Devil Dork Meter.
And also in the Broken Sea row, there's Bill Hallwig, Paul Mannering, and his lovely wife, Damara.
And Dave and Mac. Wow. Thank you all for coming.
So many familiar faces and so many new people as well, but you're all here for one thing, and that's the Parsec Awards.
Jack, this isn't the Parsec Awards.
It isn't?
No. Remember, we weren't even nominated for the Parsec Awards this year.
Really? So not for the Jack and Shannon show?
No.
Or the Deadline episodes, like The Replacement Show or Messages?
Not a one.
Surely for the short audio drama Deadline episodes like Choice, Deathbed Confessions, or Fiend of the Old?
No.
Not even for Gate? That was a summer special last year for 10 episodes.
Not even for Gate.
So what are we doing here?
This is the Uni Awards!
The Uni Awards.
Yes! The 2009 Uni Awards! Remember, this is our second annual affair. We thought we could get a little gussied up. And now that we've gotten rid of Moonglow and Ken...
Who?
Ken McAlpine.
Oh, right.
We can afford to do this right.
Okay, basically, so this is an award show that we put on for our recognition.
No, that would be awful. The Uni Awards are the only awards selected by our listeners, audio drama producers, directors, writers, actors, and enthusiasts, to celebrate the very best shows from season 4 of the Sonic Society.
So did we get nominated in these?
That would be pretty lame to get nominated in your own awards, wouldn't it?
Right now, I'm pretty much ready to accept pity ribbons, so we didn't?
We totally did! Are you happy?
Did we win?
That's what we're about to find out. And here to get us started off is John Bell and Brad Motworth from the Bells in the Bad Free to tell us the finalists for Best Actress in an Audio Drama.
The Bells in the Bat Free comedy podcasts, John Bell and Brad Motworth.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat Free.
And I'm Brad Motworth, head salesman of Bells in the Bat Free.
And it is our honor to...
If you'd like to advertise on Bells in the Bat Free, just go to thebatfree.com.
Yes, it's our honor to...
I'll be glad to write to you, talk to you, Twitter to you. I could even show up on your doorstep if you'd like.
Brad.
It doesn't matter as long as you sign on a dotted line.
Brad.
I'll even send the line to you one dot at a time.
Brad.
Yes, Mr. Bell.
We are here to present the award for Best Actress.
Oh, that's it?
Yes, that's it. And the nominees for Best Actress in an Audio Drama...
Can't even plug our store?
No. The nominees for Best Actress in an Audio Drama are...
MJ Cogburn for Tamlin P.I., Gypsy Audio.
Teresa Ford Fisher for Shadow of the Bear, Northern Rain Studio.
Grace Gogluski for Martha and Donnie, Microwave Mambo.
Shannon Hilchey for The Jack and Shannon Show, Electric Vicuna Productions.
Clarissa de Nederlanden for The Red Panda Adventures, The Field Trip, Dakota Ring Theater.
And Era Pelody, Gaia's Voyages, Episode 1, Broken Sea Audio. And Brad, do you have the envelope?
Envelope?
You're supposed to have the envelope, Brad.
No one gave me an envelope.
Brad, where's the envelope?
Pardon me, fellas.
Oh, boy, what a surprise. This is Arnie Kunchpart, our resident inventor.
Envelopes? Paper? That's so 20th century. You need my new inventions a winner you later.
The winner you later.
Yeah, all I have to do is push this button, throw this switch, turn this little thing here, and this will announce the winner! Here's the envelope. I found it backstage.
And the winner is... Clarissa de Nederlanden as Kit Baxter, the Flying Squirrel, in The Red Panda Adventures, The Field Trip, from Dakota Ring Theater.
No way!
Well, sweet. I'm very honored and gleeful, and I wish I could expand this to 15 seconds. I'm so, but, wow, thank you very much.
Well, Shannon, I have to say I'm sorry you didn't win.
What? Are you kidding me? I got nominated for playing myself in the Jack and Shannon show. I wasn't even acting.
And you lost. What's that got to say if you can't win playing yourself?
Wow. I never really thought of it that way. Thanks, Jack.
Hey, you still look amazing.
Audio.
And speaking of which, that brings us to one of the hardest jobs in any show.
Being your co-host?
I stand corrected. The second hardest job in any show, editing.
Jerk.
Presenting the award for best editing is Matt Leon. Editing is the process of taking the raw material and carefully cutting away the fat to tell a clear and concise... Oh. Who wrote this? This is trite. This is... Can we edit this? Okay, so what? We keep going? Okay. Okay. And the nominees for the best production editing for an audio drama are... Regina Dorman for Shadow of the Bear, Northern Rain Studios. Jerry Robbins for The Bozeman Trail, Colonial Radio Theater. W. Ralph Walters for Keep Your Nose to the Tombstone, Zombie Astronaut Frequency of Fear. And David Wise for Martha Andati, Microwave Mambo. And the winner is... The Zombie Astronaut himself, W. Ralph Walters, for Keep Your Nose to the Tombstone.
Hi, everybody. First, I'd like to thank Ralph Walters for creating Frequency of Fear and getting me involved in audio drama. You know, it's been nice to have something to do to keep me off the streets and all that. And then, obviously, I'd like to thank the members of the Sonic Society that voted for Frequency of Fear, and even those of you that didn't. It's good to know that there's a solid community out there that enjoys listening to this stuff. So thank you all very much.
I'm very pleased, actually. I mean, like I said, it's nice that people have enjoyed the podcast, because honestly, initially, I was just doing it to amuse myself. And as I'm sure you know, the number of listeners is a far greater number than the number of people that actually let you know whether or not they like the podcast. So it's honestly, it's only been recently that we get people posting anything on the full-length version. So yeah, it's great to know that we are appreciated.
And we'll be right back with the 2009 Uni Awards right after this. Jack and Shannon.
You know, 2009 was an amazing year.
It was.
We got a new website.
Thanks to Paul Campbell.
And we started Sonic Gold.
Thanks also to Paul for getting it working for us.
And to all the amazing companies that let us use their work. Colonial Radio Theater, Jim French Productions, Radio Repertory Company of America, and AMFM Theater that does the Gristmill.
And thanks to everyone who signed up for Sonic Gold.
This was the year where there was not only a bear on the markets, but in your hearts.
When a zombie made you laugh.
And Jules Verne made a comeback after 100 years.
Where a moon wraith fought a crime wave.
And Martha and Dottie mamboed to a microwave.
And it wasn't just mambo. The music for the shows just keep getting better and better. From full orchestration to the simple sweetness of a single instrument, composers this year tugged at our heartstrings, and sometimes our funny bones, to create the mood of our shows. And to give out the award for this year's best music...
multi-award-winning actor, writer, producer, and creator of Colonial Radio Theatre, Jerry Robbins.
Music is an important element in an audio production. Whether it is used only for scene changes or more extensively as an underscore, it can create a mood and heighten the suspense to complete the picture we want our listeners to see in their minds. And the listeners have been listening. This year, you've selected four nominees who have created some great scores for audio drama. The nominees for Best Music for an Audio Drama are Sharon B. for The Deadline, Electric Vicuna, Jeffrey Gage for Kidnapped, Colonial Radio Theater, Howell O. and Others for Knights of Dragonshire, W. Ralph Walters and Others, Keep Your Nose to the Tombstone, Zombie Astronauts, Frequency of Fear. And the winner is Jeffrey Gage, Kidnapped, from Colonial Radio Theater.
Thank you so much for this Uni Music Award. This is really something. I guess I'll thank the Sonic Society for this special honor, and a special thanks to all the listeners out there who love audio theater. I'm sure I speak for all the nominated composers in saying that we hope you all have as much fun listening to our music as we have fun making it. Thanks again.
Writer, producer, and actor Paul Campbell.
Every audio drama begins with a script. From this, everything else... What? Sorry, Jack, what was that? John who? He what? Nah, you pulled my leg. Seriously? What? Oh, time! There's a blinking light here telling me... No, I wasn't swearing. Swear... 50 cents, I don't have... I'm from Scotland. No, I'm not tight. Look, just let me get on with this. And the nominees for Best Script for an Audio Drama are... Elaine Barrett for Gaia's Voyages, Episode 1, Broken Sea Audio. Regina Demain for The Shadow of the Bear. Greg Taylor for The Red Panda Adventures, The Field Trip, Decoder Ring Theatre. Brent Hinks and W. Ralph Walters, Keep Your Nose to the Tombstone... Zombie Astronauts Frequency of Fear, Jack Ward for The Deadline, The Replacement Show, Electric Vicuna. And the winner is, or rather are, Brent Hinks and W. Ralph Walters, Keep Your Nose to the Tombstone, Zombie Astronauts Frequency of Fear.
Really? Some of the older stuff, Of course, I really enjoyed it when it came out, but I'm so hypercritical of myself that I go back and listen to some of the old ones and cringe. Because, of course, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So that's still one that I think holds up pretty well. But I'm pleased that people enjoy it. Honestly, I just make the stuff up as I go along. I really rarely have anything in mind. We have to crank these out so quickly that it's basically my version of rambling. And it just so happens I have a cast of 10 to 20 people to express that rambling as opposed to just doing it by myself.
So are we having fun so far?
The best! You?
I think you need to tell me now.
Tell you what?
The one thing... Everyone wants to know.
Really? You think I should...
Am I the nominee for the best actor or what?
You are so frustrating.
Just listen to Rob Patterson tell it.
Enough.
From Kung Fu Action Theater, writer, director, and creator of The Theater with Style, Rob Patterson.
Hi, all. You know, being an actor in audio is great. You just show up unshaven with a cup of coffee in hand, whip off a few lines, and you're golden. No muss, no fuss, no oral hygiene, and no makeup. Or at least, that was my take on it, so I guess that's why I'm not one of tonight's nominees. These people are all class acts who put their hearts into their craft, and I have great respect for each and every one of them. They are presence, style, and wit that deserves to be recognized, and the audio drama community is lucky to have them. So, without further ado, the nominees for Best Actor in Audio Drama are Alex Frederica for Shadow of the Bear, Northern Rain Studios, Jules Ismail for Tamlin PI, Gypsy Audio, Jerry Robbins for Dibble, Colonial Audio Theater, Greg Taylor for The Red Panda Adventures, The Field Trip, Dakota Ring Theater, and Jack Ward for Dark Knight of the Cheesy Chelsea Dolls, The Zombie Astronauts Frequency of Fear. And the winner is Greg Taylor as The Red Panda in The Field Trip, Dakota Ring Theater. Congratulations, Greg. Your prize will come via pneumatic tube sometime tomorrow.
Oh, you sly little monkey. Oh, well, good Lord and butter. That's an illustrious company, to be sure. So that's, wow. That's great. Well, been caught momentarily flat-footed here. Well, thanks very much to everyone who voted for me and everyone who didn't. Kiss my butt. No, I don't mean that. No, that's not right at all. I don't. That's just poor sportsmanship is what that is. No. No, that's well, that's a delight. I'm a stuttering freaking moron here. That's great.
Are you going to stop bugging me now?
To be fair, I don't think I really deserve to be nominated.
Oh, for the love of... And now, before we're all awash in self-deprecating banter, what you've all been waiting for, the best audio dramas for this year! First, the best audio short.
Deadline.
You pick just one mania for tonight, please.
From the Snark Infested Waters podcast, serial actor and producer Taylor Kent.
Hello, my name is Taylor Kent, and I am the host of the Parsec Award-nominated Snark Infested Waters podcast, and I have been asked to present the Uni for the Best Audio Drama Short. And here are the nominees for Best Audio Drama Short. Electric Vicuna for The Deadline Shorts. Neo Hoodoo Studios for The Unspeakable and the Inhuman. And Zombie Astronaut for The Frequency of Fear. And the winner is Zombie Astronaut, a.k.a. Ralph W. Walters, for The Frequency of Fear.
Holy crap!
Wow, the big one. Oh, and That's pretty tough competition too. So I'm very honored, and I have to thank you a great deal. You've done a lot to get this out and to help play it to a broader audience. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, because it's gotten where, honestly, this is something I don't have time to do, and I really shouldn't be making the time to do. But now that I know people are listening to it and that people appreciate it, it makes me happy, and it makes me it's going to keep it going a lot longer than I think it typically would have. I really have to thank Brent Hinks and Casey Locke, who both have assisted with writing and fleshing out a lot of these characters, and just becoming a lot of the characters that they do. And adding a lot of dialogue to each one, whether by ad-libbing or just calling me up or emailing me and letting me know that they think it'd be funny to add something to the script. So this is just as much theirs as it is mine.
And now for the final award of this evening, Best Audio Drama Show from Electric Vicuna and the Sonic Society Podcast, Shannon Hilchey and Jack Ward.
Well, let's do this thing. Would you mind
doing the honors? Absolutely not. And the nominees for Best Audio Drama Show are Broken Sea Audio for Gaia's Voyages, Electric Vicuna for The Deadline, The Replacement Show, Gypsy Audio for Tamlin PI, Kung Fu Action Theater for Twin Stars, Northern Rain Studio for Shadow of the Bear, and Sinister Properties for The New Roommates. And the winner is Northern Rain Studio for Shadow of the Bear. Yay!
Wow, this is such an honor. Thank you so much. This is wonderful. Oh, I love the statuette. What a neat statuette.
Virginia, can you get off my foot, please?
Oh, sorry, Andrew. Sorry. Hey, Ken, you talk.
Radio Drama lives. Thank you all very much. Thanks for enjoying Shadow the Bear enough to honor us in this way. It was sure great to direct the post-production. I think it's a great example of how we can all work together. Here we have the voices recorded in the U.S., and the power of the internet, we can transfer it, and way up here in Alberta, we can do the soundtrack. So thanks, Regina. Good writing, good directing. Francis and David for the sound effects, and all the listeners. So glad you enjoyed it. God bless you.
You're welcome, Ken. Thank you. Oh, and don't forget, Andrew did the sound mixing. Or Andrew directed the sound. What did you do anyhow?
I was the producer.
Oh, okay.
I was just the producer.
Oh, we had a great cast. We had a wonderful cast.
And the actors really gave it their all.
Yeah, thanks so much to Christendom College and to the locals on Front Royal who helped us out.
Thank you, all of you, really.
Yeah, God bless. It was a wonderful show. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, better luck next... congratulations, everyone, on their win.
You are so...
This has been a phenomenal year and a fantastic ceremony. Thanks so much for coming, everyone. See you at the after party.
Good night.
The Uni Awards were edited by Jack Ward and starred Jack Ward, Shannon Hilchey, and Stevie K. Farnaby as your announcer. Rod Patterson, Jerry Robbins, Matt Leong, Paul Campbell, Taylor Kent, John Bell, and all the winners of the Uni Awards this year. See you next year for Season 5 of the Sonic Society. Good night.
Wait, I wasn't invited to an after party. I'm not cool. Fine, I didn't win anyway.
Stamp.
Roar!